Hello.
Hi. It's Megan and Jade.
We're just on a different audio
platform because we are in the car. We are currently on our way out to Dunmore East. We're going for a hot pod and a sea swim,
which we had booked from Storm. How do you say it? Storm A Owen. Storm A Owen. But
yeah,
we
had to
couldn't attend.
Like we left it to the last minute before we rescheduled because we really wanted to go, but when we woke up on the Saturday, was it the Sunday morning we were meant to go? And it was just windy. And we would not have survived the sea.
No.
And then we wouldn't be here doing this podcast.
Exactly.
So, anyways, here we are now going to our rescheduled pod. And we just said we'd bring you along with us because
we've made an error.
We've made a bit of an error.
A slight error.
Yeah, I'm going on my holidays and we knew that I was going on my holidays, but we also forgot about the podcast in the knowing of it.
Yes, we forgot to schedule a time to do the podcast.
So now is the time. We said, look, we might as well do it now and see how this turns out.
Make a compromise.
Yeah.
Compromise.
Yeah, we're compromising on potentially not the best audio quality.
But
however,
still coming to you.
Yeah, exactly, which is always the main thing.
Yeah.
So we're here.
So do we do a life lesson or are we still doing a regular
podcast? Oh yeah, let's do a life lesson. Okay. Oh my god. You go.
I have my life lesson that you taught me yesterday.
Oh yeah.
So if you've ever heard the word FOBO, I hadn't, but it's fear of better offer.
Options.
No, I said options and you said it's offer.
No, you said offer and I told you it was options.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they both were.
They both the same.
Fear of a better option.
Yeah. It's like fear of missing out.
Except if you're like in an ice cream shop and you kind of want the chocolate, but you went in wanting the chocolate, but then you get in and you see this like vanilla caramel swirl, you're starting to question whether you actually wanted the chocolate because there could be better options out there.
Yeah, and like it's really relevant when it comes to dating. Mm-hmm. Because obviously on Tinder and Bumble people have so many options, so that they don't want to commit to one person because they're afraid that there is going to be better options when they're swiping and they can see all the other people.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I never heard of that before, but I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. It's kind of a new, it's a new one, it's a new thing that's kind of, I suppose, emerging because of Gen Z's and now because of social media, because of I suppose, but it has always probably been a thing, but there was never a term on it.
Yeah, there was always FOMO. I've never heard FOBO.
Yeah, like I can never, like FOBO is me when I go into Penny's to try buy a pair of pajamas and I can't pick which ones I want.
Oh, literally, yeah.
So difficult.
That would have been a good video.
What?
That little clip.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Damn it.
That's okay.
We should have videoed as well. How would we have done that?
We probably wouldn't.
I should get a little camera when I start my YouTube.
Yes.
And then we'll eventually be able to record the podcast on the cam.
Good idea. What's your life lesson?
My life lesson. Yeah, you helped me come up with my life lesson yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
God, that sounds
we
like we did
gave
plan
each
it.
Yeah. We both gave each other's.
So my life lesson is sometimes in life you need to make decisions that may not necessarily be making everybody around you happy. However, it's making you happy. And I know this is something that sounds like, oh, that's something you should know and you should do and whatever. But also, until you're kind of in a position where you are going to be making a difficult decision, you really need to shut off what other people think and what you think other people are going to say and put your happiness first. And just base it off what's going to make you the happiest at the end of the day, not what do you think other people will be happy about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forget other people's opinions. Basically, kind of just put your happiness
first. Put your happiness first, and you got to be selfish. This will all make sense in a while, but that's my life lesson from the week or the last few weeks or so. But anyways, so will I tell them about the van?
Yes.
Did I talk about the van on the last pod?
I don't know. I don't believe so.
Okay, so as you know, I am looking to get a van, and well, I don't know, maybe you don't know, I feel like I've talked about it
word is adventure
for this year. And one of the reasons why I picked adventure is because I knew one of my goals for the year was to get a little van and convert it, or get a converted one. And I've been looking for the last little while to try find the van that I want. And every time I look, I kind of realize I want the different things. Like, everybody wants different things when they want a van. Mm. Like, some, like, Brian has a van, but he just has a bed in it and there's nothing else in it. And that's kind of, I kind of thought that that's what I wanted originally. But as I was looking, I realized I wanted stuff that had like a kitchen in it and a good sleeping area. And also, my boyfriend Simon is 6'7", so I did have to take that into consideration too, because he is going to be coming on a lot of the adventures. What is going on here?
I don't know, that was very odd to me.
Yeah,
I just didn't want to interrupt the pod.
Sorry, just two cars are pulled in really in a really bad position on the side of the road, like on a bend. But there's another one.
No, this is weird.
What's going on?
Why is he pulling in now?
Maybe there's something going on.
Maybe there are farmers and there's... I don't know. I feel like it's an invasion.
Maybe there's like a horse hunt or something. I don't know.
Or maybe there's like a cow on the loose.
Maybe. Yeah, probably something like that, because it looks like...
They look horsey.
Oh, yeah. Maybe there's just a... what are they called? Hunts?
Yeah, horse hunt.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They have like... What are they called? Chops?
No, they're Snickers.
They're wearing Snickers. What is going on? There's just like about five lads wearing Snickers walking down the road. Bear in mind, right, we're like on a... we're not on a main road. We're kind of like...
On a
road out to Dunmore East. Like, it's a good road, but like, why are all these people... like, they're just randomly walking with Snickers. There's loads of cars randomly pulled in on the side. Well, not loads. There's more.
It's something farmy anyway. Yeah, they all look like farmers.
Yeah, they're wearing wellies. There's some... some animal is... something is missing.
I just... oh, that's where we gave our turtles back.
Oh.
And all our fish.
R.I.P. Well, not R.I.P.
No, they're gone to a good home.
Exactly.
Well, the turtles are. I don't know about the fish. Anyway, continue at your van.
Anyway, so yeah. I went to view a van, like, it's going to be like 2 weeks ago now. So about, say 2 weeks ago, I viewed a van in Offaly, right? And I liked it, but I just couldn't stop thinking about this van that... I think I talked about this on the podcast. Anyways, a girl I know, Shauna, owned, but she moved to Australia. But I texted her anyways to see if she had ended up selling the van or not, because I loved it.
They're
S-E-P-ing.
S-U.
Supping. Yeah, supboarding. Sorry, there's people on the lake just supboarding along. We should do that someday. I really think I've told this story.
Oh, well.
Anyways, so basically, she sent me on the girl that who she sold the van to. She's friends with her. So I text her. She was, lo and behold, selling the van. And little did I know, me texting her was a sign that she needed to sell it and move to Guatemala, which we all chatted about. So I went and viewed it at the weekend, and it's all I can think about, and I am buying it when I'll be back from holidays. So I can't wait. We're going to do podcasts from the van. You're going to have to also follow my YouTube once I set it up. And I'm going to call it, we're going on adventures.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So,
for your YouTube or for your just...
for my YouTube.
That's your YouTube channel name?
No, God, no.
Okay, yeah, no, I was thinking.
Should I rename my YouTube? Like, what? Like, all my socials are just my name, Megan O'Regan Byrne.
Yeah, but that's it. That's... if I was wanting to find you and your name was anything but that, I would struggle to.
Yeah, but should I rebrand? Something a bit more like snappy and...
Meg's Life.
Meg's Life.
Meg's
Adventures.
We'll brainstorm that in the sea, maybe.
Yeah, we'll do a bit of brainstorming.
And it can be a surprise for the pod.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, so that's
Magic Meg.
That's the crack. Magic Meg. Meg's moments. Meg's magic adventures. Meg's eggs.
Moments with Meg. I like the moments. I like
moments
the
moments with Meg. Anyway, like the... anyway. What's it called?
Alliteration. No. Onomatopoeia.
One of those. No, I think it's alliteration. Anyways, we clearly are... have no idea about the English language, and we both work in radio.
And English was my favourite subject.
Really?
Yeah.
I hated English in school. I was so bad at it.
I was so good at it.
I remember for like the Leaving Cert, one of my friends, Nadine... I'm always talking about Nadine on here now. She was really good. Yeah, she's gone back to Australia. She was only home for Christmas. Oh no, Jade, don't be...
oh, I won't, but I was just trying to see what the crack is, because
he's going so slow. It's ridiculous.
Right, someone's...
well, she was really good at English, and she used to get like A's on everything. So for the Leaving Cert, like, I just got her to photocopy her essay, so I just could learn it off.
Oh, were you not in the same year?
We were in the same year.
So you both had the same Leaving Cert essay?
Yes.
That's not good.
I think we must have done two different things. How did I get away with that?
Are you sure it was for English?
Yeah, no, I'm positive. I do remember learning her essay.
Oh, here, I know you start being confused.
I think it was like a Romeo and Juliet one, so it's like the synopsis kind of shit, is it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you
know
what I mean?
Yeah.
No, like, I didn't learn it off word for word, like.
Okay.
I just learned how she kind of, the style or whatever.
Okay.
Anyways, should I be admitting this on here?
Ah, yeah. You were like, it was nearly 10 years ago, I'd say.
Yeah.
That's true. Mad.
I don't know. You're just going to have to stay behind us. Be grand.
So Enzo nearly died this morning.
What? What do you mean, and why are you laughing about it?
Because he lived.
Yeah, but why? How did he nearly die?
I gave him a piece of brown bread and he started choking on it. Like fully.
Fully choking?
Yeah, fully choking, like.
What the fuck? Did you have to do the...
Pull him out of a seat.
Heimlich remover.
And start beating his back and then he vomited.
Oh my God, Jade, that's terrifying.
Well, it's okay.
I wouldn't be laughing.
No, it's not actually funny at all.
It's just the way you said it. Enzo nearly died this morning.
No, it's just like... I don't know. I would just laugh at serious things.
You do, to be fair.
So, as much as it's not funny...
Was it terrifying in the moment?
No, I didn't really panic, to be honest.
Well, that's kind of good, though, because if you do panic...
If I was there on my own, he probably would have died, because I didn't even know he was choking. Mom just goes to me, Enzo's choking, you need to take him out of the chair. So I just took him out of his chair and kind of held him, like, in his... Kind of on his belly, but kind of not. He just started, like, beating his back, and then he puked. And then he was grand. Then he started laughing.
He started laughing, so he was happy out as well.
There was not a bother on him.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
The poor baby.
That was that.
I can't believe he nearly died.
Oh yeah. He went like, his face was bright red.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Jade.
But he lived to tell tale. He's had a fab day.
Yeah, he was grand.
Mm-hmm. We were out at just a little birthday party, a sixth birthday party.
Oh, he looked so cute in his little outfit.
He looked... You got him them pants.
Did I?
Yeah.
I did the pants I got him. Bless. Yeah,
they're for a 1.5-year-old.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I need to get a big size clothes for him because I know he's already in fucking big boy clothes and he's only, what, 8 months old?
He'll be 9 months old tomorrow.
Maybe. Tomorrow?
Monday, so on Monday for the podcast.
Oh, yes.
But, like, tomorrow, yeah.
The 17th of February, let's say, for argument's sake.
Yeah.
So he's by the time this comes out, he's going to be 9 months old.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jade.
9 months old.
You may do, yeah,
out.
You need to do one of those photos that we, well, I suppose you said you weren't sure.
I might. I'll see.
I'd do it.
Yeah.
Do it for the pod.
Should we start stripping just so we can instantly get in?
I know.
Okay.
Sure, it's grand.
Yeah, 2 or 3 minutes won't kill us, but.
No.
I guarantee you we would have made it out if it wasn't for this car.
Slow car that we're stuck behind. So essentially we have the hot pod booked for a certain time. And
what are they doing?
What is going on? They look like they're trying to thumb a lift.
Everyone's being very weird in Dunmore's today.
What is going on? I feel like we're after driving into like the Matrix. We're in a different world right now. Everything's really strange.
Everything's being very...
Okay, so just to give you like more of a visual of what we just drove past, there was like 6 teenagers, girls. They all looked like they were like, they had musical instruments, did they?
They didn't look like typical teenage girls.
No, they looked like American.
Kind of hippie-ish.
Girls. Yeah, and they were standing at the bottom of a driveway, all like waving one arm up and down, like kind of just like, not fully up and down, but just like hovering it. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Can you describe that better?
So they had their arm outstretched in like a T, if you were going for like a capital T.
Yeah.
But just with one arm and then like, yeah, bobbing it.
Just bobbing it up and down, but like, were they thumbing a lift? They didn't look like
were they doing a TikTok dance?
Potentially, Jade.
Apparently TikTok dances aren't a thing anymore. I said it to my brother Michael. I was like, why don't you start like trying to be TikTok famous and start doing TikTok dances? And he's like, TikTok dances aren't a thing anymore. Like, oh,
I know TikTok dances.
Oh, will I go there?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, I'll have to probably reverse into this.
Yeah, I would say TikTok dances are still a thing, but they probably aren't as popular as they used to be. That used to be all everybody done on the app was TikTok dances, whereas now there's so many different other different avenues, and you wouldn't get TikTok famous by just doing TikTok dances.
Fair.
But there still is TikTok dances, so it could be one of your pillars of content if you were a social media person.
Anyways, look at that for a parallel park.
That was unreal.
That's
Jade.
Not too shabby.
That's good going. Right, let me tie
up. Oh, I have
a dodie in your hand.
Are you not wetting your hair?
No.
Oh, that's disappointing. Will we just leave our stuff in the car? We're only 2 seconds up the road.
Oh, I need to put on my foot things.
Same. Mine are in the boot, though.
We never really thought... Yeah, you probably would have... Anyways, look, fuck it.
Probably would have walked.
Should we go into the sauna first?
Do you think?
I don't know.
Do you know you're actually technically meant to start on hot?
Okay, well, let's do that then.
You're meant to start on hot and end on cold.
I'll happily start on hot, would you?
Yeah, I would.
I think it'll make it easier for us to get into the water. Look at the two of us in our Tesco swimming togs.
Yeah, up Tesco
togs. Up fucking Tesco clothing. I swear to God.
You actually got me on the Tesco tog.
Tesco tog, yeah. I got these really cool ones. It has like a zip up the front.
And then I was like, oh, Megan got new togs, so I want new togs.
I want new togs. I am a hashtag influencer for you.
You are.
I'm just like my friend's influencer.
Yeah, but you could be a more further influencer.
I don't know what I want to be.
We're not...
Have you seen my tattoo? Oh, no, you have, obviously. Yeah. I got that done ages ago.
We're contrasting, though. Blavy.
Oh, but Blavy's a thing now.
Yeah, which is
Oh, my legs are hairy. I need to scrub. I have so many things. Oh, my God, these are wet.
My legs are hairy as well.
Gross, these are all wet on the inside.
I might just put mine on in the pod. This is actually slightly tight on me. My armpits are probably hairy too. But.
As are mine, Jade.
Oh, yeah, but they're not bad.
I was working a karaoke night and I was wearing like a corset top. That meant my arm, like I had nothing covering my armpits, but I wasn't doing my armpits because I had no wax and I wasn't shaving them. I refused to shave them.
No, you can't. Once you start, you can't go back.
Okay, we're going to have to pause the pod, aren't we?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to pause this because we're going to go to the sea. Oh my God, it's freezing. It's so cold. Should I bring my phone and we could get like a snippet down at the water?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
I don't know.
Oh, Jade, it's so cold.
Yeah.
Oh. Right.
My
Your hair is lovely.
Thank you so much.
What are you looking for?
My socks.
Oh.
Oh, that's my wetsuit. Shit, I just felt the material and started pulling.
Yeah, I wish I was wearing my wetsuit now, but you couldn't wear that in the hot pod. I can't believe my socks are all wet on the inside.
Oh,
Jade, it's freezing.
Come on, get the
bottom. Oh, are you bringing your towel over here now?
No, I didn't.
Oh, these are so comfy to walk in. Right, okay, I'm pausing this.
I think you threw my thing in the back.
How did my jumper get in the back?
I didn't put anything in the back, but somehow my bodysuit and your jumper is in the back.
I don't remember putting that in the back either.
I don't know where my socks are either now.
Do you want a pair of socks?
Remember
the square ones.
I had little fluffies.
Oh.
Black and white fluffy socks.
Anyway. You throw that in the back for a second. Just while I Oh, you have your socks. Just while I
Oh, let's see. Oh, he hasn't even fought yet.
Oh, text them so quick.
Yeah.
I have the podcast recording, by the way.
Oh, hello again.
Should we talk about our boobs hanging out? We were just getting changed here and I was putting my bra on and I was like fixing my bra. And then there was like one of my nipples was just hanging out and I didn't realise for a second. And then Jade was standing there. Jade was standing there with her boobs just fully out. But why shouldn't we be allowed to have our boobs out?
After a sea swim, I always just have my boobs out because
I'm kind of the same.
There's no point trying to
hide it.
It's too difficult if I'm trying to hold a towel to my chest while getting a top on. Like maybe if I was an octopus, but I've only got two arms.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
So there's probably also going to be a lot of sniffling here.
Oh,
where's my car keys?
My Crocs are wet.
Did I leave them on the roof? Or am I sitting on them?
On the roof. Don't forget.
Right here. Oh, Megan, your gloves.
Oh, shit, yeah. Thanks. Oh, I feel like we're just all over the place.
Well, we'll be all over the nowhere if I don't find my keys.
Oh, shit, yeah. All over the nowhere. Okay, if you were your keys, where would you be? What did you do with them? Are they up here?
I had them on the roof.
And they're not on the roof
And then
anymore.
I took them off the roof and put them into the here.
Are they on my seat? Am I sitting on them?
No, why is everything going missing today, like?
What else has gone missing?
2 minutes ago my bodysuit and it ended up in the back.
Oh, is it? Are the keys in the back?
But how would they have been?
Maybe when...
Where's my swim bag? Maybe they're in that.
Yeah, potentially. Where's my glasses? Oh, my fingers are freezing. Like the tips of my fingers are so cold.
It doesn't sound like there's keys in this.
No, there's definitely no keys in that.
I hear. Did someone rob my keys?
No, nobody robbed your keys. I remember the time...
Oh, they're in my pocket.
Oh. I'm great.
Pocket of my towel.
Yeah, not your tracksuit pocket. Remember the time we were in No, we went swimming in Tramore. It was on my lunch break in work.
I vividly
And
remember
it was like rainy and windy. And we were getting into the sea, obviously.
We
had nowhere though to put like the keys of the car. So we put them like on the wheel. I was like, we put them there, no one's gonna take them. And then when we got back to the car, the keys bless you.
Sorry.
The keys were gone. The keys were just gonzo. And we spent ages climbing underneath the car, trying to locate the keys, asking people across the road, did you see anyone come take the keys off that? And then where were they? They were like hanging in between like the thing wheel. That holds the wheel onto the car, essentially. Did a bit of climbing underneath and yeah.
Found them.
Oh, I'd love a coffee now.
Would ya?
Yeah, would you? No, we don't have to get one, like, but I'm just saying I'd love them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm in a coffee mood right now. Maybe a hot chocolate.
Yeah.
I might have to ask you to do this.
Yeah.
It's just when it's when the clip is on the other side, I'm able, but when the clip is on the wrong side, I'm not able. Do you get me?
Mm.
What's your plan right now?
Probably just go home and like start packing and holiday and ready, just so I can stop stressing. But you're welcome to come hang out for a bit if you want.
No, I have to collect Reese and Tremor. I was going to see if you want to come for the spin, but I also don't mind dropping you and then going out that way.
Yeah. Would that be okay?
Yeah. So okay.
Sure, we'd be podding anyways. So you can wait. Boys, I suppose it's more of you going out at that time. Or not time, but it's more so the journey.
Oh yeah, but like that's okay. I don't know if I can even go this way.
You can, but I don't know what way it is, but I know you can go this way.
Me too, but I'll probably know when I see it.
Yeah.
But yeah, delightful little time in the sea.
Yeah, that was so nice, but my God, was it cold.
It's going to be cold for this month and probably next month, and then it'll start to warm up.
Yeah, I think from, I don't know, did I make this up or did I see it somewhere? I feel like it's like March 12th, it gets warmer.
Okay, grand.
Sure, that's like only around the corner, yeah.
Well, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to change gear.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, the noise of the car.
I just didn't realise. When you were in Grar and Tron, we thought you were in Dunmore East. Me and Reese came driving around here and we were convinced you were in a house up here somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
And you were so wrong. I literally wished so hard I could text you, because were you living in Passage at the time?
Yeah,
and it was in Woodstown, which is literally
where
remember we did yoga and everything on the beach, and I was there doing like an egg and spoon race and thinking, I wish I could text Jade just to let her know where I am so she could come down and say hi,
because I think originally you even thought you were in Dunmore East, didn't you?
Well, that's what they said was Dunmore East, but like
it's
I suppose it's on the way to Dunmore East.
Yeah,
it's like,
so me and Reese just driving all around Dunmore East one day trying to find a house that we thought would be the Grar and Tron
house.
And I can't even remember which one it is now, but I'm pretty sure it was around here.
The one that you thought it was?
Yeah. We were like, she's definitely in there. She's definitely in that one.
Because I can remember telling you to come look for me.
We did.
And you did. Little did I know. And I just stuck in there.
Anyways,
right. Oh yeah, get that heating on.
Yeah, it's freezing. I don't know what to say.
Either do I.
I kind of like tired now.
Yeah.
Not even tired, but
My body is tingling.
Yeah, I just feel cold.
Yeah, it feels so cold. Ah yeah, I'd say you just go right here.
No, I think you go left.
Really?
Yeah. Well, straight.
Oh, okay, yeah. Maybe straight. Yeah, straight would be correct. Because that's the Passage East.
I'm pretty sure you do, but...
You go left?
No, straight.
Oh, yeah, I feel like it is straight. I feel like you're right, yeah. Definitely wasn't left anyway.
No.
We don't know what way we're going, if you're wondering. Oh, my God, wow, look at that house. Oh, Jesus, would they move over?
Oh, wow, that's deadly. Yeah, it's like a barn
house. That's so cool.
Although, do you know people who do like those kind of styles? I'm like, are you only doing it for attention, or do you actually like that?
Maybe they like grew up on a farm and stuff, and they really like that. Yeah, I doubt they're looking for attention because the house is in the middle of nowhere.
Not attention, but like just to be like, oh, I'm so quirky.
We're different. Yeah.
A pick me girl.
Yeah, with your pick me house.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What?
Reality TV.
Oh yeah. So I started watching the latest episode of Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, I do enjoy Too Hot to Handle.
Same. And my brother's friend came over last night just for a few minutes. They were down playing poker, and I had it. I was chilling in my brother's room.
Yeah.
Because Reese's telly is absolutely gigantic, but it's in my brother Julian's room at the minute.
Okay.
So if I'm watching telly, I'm watching it in my brother's room.
Yeah.
So Julian and his friend came home from the pub after poker, and I had it on, and Julian's friend was like, oh, I've watched this, blah blah. And I would never imagine a 20 year old boy watching Too Hot to Handle. But he likes it.
Yeah, that is mad. You wouldn't picture that either.
No, I feel like
not your typical viewer, like.
No, definitely not. Because Reese like came in at one stage when I was watching it, and he was like, Jake, how do you watch this?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
Like anytime my mother watches any sort of reality TV, my dad is like, that's just tripe. Like,
yeah, like,
he doesn't understand it.
Especially because it's not going to be a spoiler, because it's literally, I don't know if you're going to watch it, but it's literally episode one. But like, there's a bad Lana, so there's no rules in place for the first episode. And it's very like Love Island sex challenge, that one.
Okay, I must watch that scene then.
And Reese came in, he's like, Jade. He was like, this is not the kind of TV I imagine you to be watching. I was like, it's normally not like this. It's normally like retreats where they really, like transform themselves.
Yeah, and they understand like their body and kind of have a bit more respect for themselves and like,
and other people.
Yeah, and realize how they can be loved and how they deserve to be loved. It's actually really lovely. Good. Yeah, Cam and Emily are one of the couples that came out of one of the shows, and they have a baby now. It does. It's complete opposite of Love Island. Like, it's teaching people how, and like they aren't allowed to
kiss, have sex.
Yeah, so they think they're going into this Netflix show where they're going to get to party and be wild and kind of continue the lifestyle that they have been having,
but amplified on the telly.
Yeah, amplified on the telly. A bit kind of like Geordie Shore. They kind of think that they're entering, essentially.
Yes.
But then when they get there, they get this thing that they're on Too Hot to Handle. And all these rules come in. So you're not allowed to kiss. Yeah, you're not allowed to have sex.
You're not allowed to satisfy yourself.
No, none of that, because there's a prize pot. And every time somebody like breaks one of the rules, you lose money from the prize pot. Yeah.
Sex is 20 grand. A kiss is 3 grand.
Jesus. I wouldn't. If I was in there, like 20 grand for the ride.
You wouldn't do it. You say that now, but imagine yourself in the moment.
No, I'd be too competitive.
Boy. I think I would be the same, but...
Sure, you can, like, sit on top of him. You don't actually have to do the act, no?
You're not allowed dry hump, like...
I think the kissing would be hard.
I think all of it would be really hard.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'd be able to do it for the sake of 20 grand.
Everyone... Well, the prize is 100, but, like...
Yeah, I know, but, like...
No sex is worth 20 grand, but...
The cheapest...
But in the moment, I'd say it would be difficult to not do it,
especially these people who are very sexual beings.
They're very sexual beings, and they're like not absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, and they're not related. None of them are like relationship people. Do you know? So I suppose it would be 10 times more. I don't know.
I feel like I would be competitive as well, but it would be very tempting.
It would be very tempting, but I also think. But you know what? You kind of have to break the rules to get airtime.
And I also think the whole idea of sex before marriage, like, what if you get married and then you're just...
Sex is shit. Yeah, no way.
I'm going to instantly be divorced.
Yeah, no thanks.
No thanks, yeah. So, yeah. I suppose they can wait till they're outside, but also, like, even they have, like, the private rooms. Imagine you're going in there, an unbelievable boy, and you, as much as you don't want to break the rules, I guarantee he'll be able to...
Yeah.
Windle his way. He'd get a kiss at me anyway.
Oh, he would. Yeah, true. Very, very true. Be very tempting.
But then you have to share a bed with the memory knife.
Yeah, that's hard. That's difficult. I'd have to build a pillow wall. But at least you can cuddle. I'd want to cuddle.
Oh, yeah.
Don't look at me and don't kiss me.
You're allowed to cuddle, but you can't do anything more than that.
Are you watching Love Island All Stars?
No, are you?
No, I am. I'm not, but Amy was watching it. She was down over the weekend, like last weekend or whatever. But she wanted to show me the feckin', what is it? The heart race challenge.
Oh.
Oh my God. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Shocking.
Ekansu and Curtis were basically like riding.
No.
It was wild.
Then on the other hand, everything I was just saying, I wouldn't have sex on TV.
No, no, me neither.
I wouldn't. I couldn't do it to myself.
Worst absolutely not.
555.
555. I wonder what that means. It's a fucking slow car, I'd say that's what that means.
But yeah, no, I'm not watching that.
I've kissed on telly.
True.
Which is kind of weird. I cringe so hard. But like, in a sense,
you've
I'm lucky that like the boy that I was coupled up with like was a bit afraid to kiss me, because I would have been smooching left, front, center.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Fair.
Sure, like when you like someone, I love a kiss, like.
Yeah, fair.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Do I sound crazy?
No.
So yeah, well, he was just terrified of kissing me.
Why? That's so
he's just
wild.
Nervous. I'm a pretty girl.
True.
But yeah, what other reality TV? Oh, I love The Circle.
Oh, The Circle is so good. Yeah,
obsessed.
You
it's like,
got me onto all of the reality TV. I'm
sorry.
No,
well, no, I didn't.
Like
I didn't get you onto Married at First Sight.
No, I got you.
You
onto
got
that,
me
actually.
Onto that. I actually haven't watched that in a while.
Oh, that's really good.
I don't know what I'm gonna go home and watch now.
What I've recently been watching is reality TV as well, but a whole other kind. It's called Outlast. Where 16 people go into Alaska and they have to form a team, and the only rule is that you have to be on a team to win, and basically you have to outlast everyone else there, and the only way you can leave is if you shoot a flare gun. So I watched season 1 and I just started season 2. It's really good though. They like have to,
it's so intense.
They have to build their own home. Like they have no tents, they have nothing. They build it, they chop the wood, they build it, they have to make their own fires, they have to catch fish, or like they have a bow and arrow so they could get a deer if they wanted to, but good luck to trying to get a deer. The most I've seen someone eat is a squirrel. Other than that, they're like foraging, and it's really, really good.
Oh gosh.
So you're absolutely, there's bears and there's wolves in Alaska.
I don't know.
Bears, we work
I had no idea that, and I shouldn't see us.
No. But yeah,
that
well, because you
insane.
Win, you win money at the end.
Okay, true, but still.
So, and then some people are like, oh, I want to play like legitimately, whereas other teams will go and like sabotage and steal some people's sleeping bags.
Oh, rude.
Yeah.
I suppose it's all a game, and that's what
it
it's,
is, and
you gotta
no
do.
There's no rules to say that you can't.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Did you hear? I don't know. Did you hear about the one with Bear Grylls? Bear Grylls is Netflix one.
No, is he not dead?
No, you're thinking of Stephen Irwin.
Yeah.
No, he has this show. I think it's called Bear Hunt. And like, Holly Willoughby and like Una Healy are in it. And I think they're going running away from Bear Grylls or something like this. It's all in the jungle. It's meant to be good. Actually, I don't know if it's meant to be good. It's only out.
Running away from Bear Grylls.
Yes. I don't know. I am really, really not sure what happens in the show. But one reality TV show that I would never, ever enter, just when you're talking about Outlast, like I'm like, I wouldn't be able to put myself to that. I'd never be able to put myself through I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Oh, fuck no.
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 Not a hope in hell.
I don't care how much money you're offering me. I will not eat a pig's testicle or a cow's arse, and I will not put my head in a box full of spiders.
Yeah, no.
Not
I genuinely, when I'm watching I'm a Celeb, I feel my whole skin from the inside crawling outside of me.
No.
Yeah, it just gives me the heat. I'll watch it and I'll be entertained. I didn't fully watch this season, I don't think.
I never finished it. But did you ever watch Fear Factor?
No.
Okay.
What's that about?
Very similar to I'm a Celeb, but I think with normal people.
Okay.
It's been discontinued though. But another thing about I'm a Celeb is, and I just, part of me is just like, are you stupid or am I just really intelligent? No. Do you know, like, when they go on and they state their fears, don't go on the telly and say I'm afraid of snakes and then be shocked when you're voted for the snakes. Tell a lie. I'm not afraid of snakes, so I'd go on and I'd be like, I'm terrified of snakes. So then if I get voted for the snake challenge, I'm not in with my fear.
Yeah, but that doesn't make good TV, Jade.
I don't care. I'm there to survive, not to be making good TV.
I know, but good TV gets you more money when you come on the outside of it.
None of them people need money anyway.
Yeah, true. Well, you never know.
Well, still, like, why are you going on saying your biggest fear, knowing you're going to get voted for your biggest fear?
Yeah.
And then failing and everyone being hungry.
Yeah, not a vibe. If I was to be on I'm a Celeb, I'd want to have been Maura Higgins and the Reverend going in and getting, like, the VIP camp.
Oh, yeah.
That was stunning.
Maura Higgins is such a funny girl.
I love Maura Higgins.
I really like her.
I love her so much, and I don't know. I just feel like she's a nice gal.
I feel like she's a nice gal, too.
Yeah.
I feel like Molly May's a nice gal.
Yeah, Molly May and Maura are, like, my fave kind of online celeb people. Influencers,
girls.
I feel
like they're both gone past influencer now.
Yeah, what are they? They are celebrities.
They're probably, like, B-list.
But, like...
Or C-list.
Aren't celebrities... Celebrities are so different these days. Do you know, a celebrity in the past was an actor...
Musician.
Or... What else?
I don't know. What else is famous?
Like... There, like, I suppose some
singer. Oh, no,
so you'd have like a musician, an artist, like a band. You'd have, I suppose, millionaires in ways where celebrities with the big companies like Mark Zuckerberg and stuff. So he was a celebrity in his
and,
own
like,
right.
The Kardashians.
Yeah, but they're the Kardashians were a reality TV. They got famous off a sex tape. Like,
they were basically probably the original influencer.
Yeah,
I think Kim Kardashian and Kylie Jenner are like the founders of influencers. Because they're kind of famous for nothing other than making people buy shit.
And
do you know? And showing off their lives.
So then influencers kind of have become celebrities, but they're not celebrities either.
No.
Do you know what I mean? They're not getting the same attention as like a singer-songwriter would when they become famous. Like Chappell Roan, for example, shot into fame and people were just like sitting outside her house and... Like, you know,
yeah,
basically stalking her. But that doesn't... I don't think it happens to influencers. However, it probably happens to, like, Molly May. So she is a celebrity influencer.
I think she's a celeb. She's gone past influencer.
Yeah, she's
stage.
More of a celeb.
Yeah, because she... Yeah, no, she just is. Or else she's the queen of influencers. One or the other. But I would say she's a celeb.
It's hard to know. Okay.
This is the end of our journey.
So that means it's the end of our podcast.
Yeah.
Hopefully, this is worth... Worth your time?
Yeah, do we put this up?
I don't know, do we?
Sure, I suppose I'll have a listen.
Yeah, we'll have a listen, and if it goes up, it goes up, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. and sure, if it's up, you know what you need to do?
Rate us.
Yes, share us with your friends. Rating us really helps us rank, and it also makes us keep doing the pod.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that, and...
That if the sound is shocking, we won't.
Yeah, if the sound is really bad, we won't. So... But we went along and recorded the podcast and it was not good. The sound was good.
Yeah, it was perfect.
I think, like, whatever the phone does, it helps it. I guess I better put my shoes on.
Yeah, I'll plug in my phone as well. Thank you. Oh, I didn't even realise you had it.
Oh, it just kept flying across the way, so I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, I'm chilly now.
Like, can you check if I have tax? I keep getting emails saying that my tax is out of date, but it's from, like, UK. So I'm obviously just trying to get scammed.
The 4th, yeah.
Yeah, that's April.
That's April, yeah.
Like, I've just got another one saying final notice, but it's not .co.uk, like.
Let's look at the...
See? That's not me.
No, that's not
I don't have UK
someone,
tax.
Someone must have put the wrong email in either.
Surely there's no more Jade Mars in the world.
No, but someone could have just found your email and put it in because they don't want to pay their tax.
Ah, scammers.
Yeah.
Should I email and be like, leave me alone?
No, don't interact with it in case it actually is a scam. Jade, I think, see where that blue car up there is? I think that's where I parked my van.
That's exactly where I thought you meant.
Okay.
What was
I doing?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks,
for coming.
Pod.
Love you. Bye. Oh, actually, we won't be back next week because I'm going to be on holidays.
Oh, yes.
So have a fun time without me.
Yeah, we'll miss
ya. Bye.